There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Californians will crave, but are not going to hear too often in the near future. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, yeah, baby. Governor of California, Jerry Brown, laying down the water restriction hammer. People have to cut back by 25%. And the reason why is California has low snowpack, and that means if you don't do something now, they're saying, and I don't understand why there wasn't panic before, that they don't have water. They are running out of water. They are being sucked dry. I mean, seriously. So in a year, some analyst was on, I think I was watching Fox Business News one day, and this was 3 months ago, saying that California in a year was going to be done with water. Done. What do you do when you're done with water? So 25% cut in usage. That's about 1.5 million acre feet of water, give or take, right, over the next 9 months. And the governor says, listen, this historic drought demands an unprecedented action. We got to do it. And I was wondering why it took so long. Why did this take so long? Think of the farms and the businesses that are ravaged by this. I mean, how much of our food, vegetables, do we get from California? And the answer is, ding, 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 you might be surprised, at least 20%. It's usually 20, 25%. So they're also mentioning, by the way, it's not going to affect the golf course irrigation because there they use recycled water. So with the recycled water, it's not a big deal. Pepperdine University, known for its incredibly beautiful campus, it's going to be pretty challenging. I was just out there, whatever it was, a year and a half ago. And it is, it's right there in Malibu. It's beautiful. So that water saving practicing is going to affect them. The first thing that they did, you heard that trickling fountain that we played for you at the top of the show. They're going to turn off all fountains on campus. I think a lot of fountains are going to be turned off. And now that it's such a precious resource, some of these communities, they're going to have, with the water restrictions, they're going to enforce it. And if people are violating it, they're going to have to fine them. You know, NASA did a thing with a satellite photo with some analysis behind it. And they showed that most of the water, the state's reserves, are just lacking. That there's 14,000 times the amount of water it would take. They're saying that they're saying a staggering 11 trillion gallons. 11 trillion. I want you to think about that number. 11 trillion gallons are needed for California to recover from the emergency. So that's 14,000 times the amount of water it would take to fill the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Wow. It's the amount of water that flows over Niagara Falls in about 170 days' time. So I'll tell you what, people are going to have to figure out a way to conserve, or they're going to find themselves in a situation where they are out of water. And boy, you don't want to be there. It's interesting because maybe 3 years ago somebody said, you want to invest in something? Invest in water because we're running out of water. Boy, were they right. So is he running out of time? That's the other scenario here as we swing down a different river. The governor of Indiana, Mike Pence, under fire. Lots of sporting events pulling out of Indianapolis. Lots of money going to fly by the wayside. So the governor is saying he's working with the legislature to fix the law so it's not discriminatory. Oh, my. And how do you fix that law? Because so much of it is interpretation. Let's go out to Pete in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, so much. Thank goodness we have water.
Yeah. You remember the movie Giant?
I do. I went to Marfa, Texas. I love it.
Okay. Remember the big fight in the cafe?
Yep.
Remember, okay. In the restaurant operator threw the sign that says, "We reserve the right to refuse service to anyone," on Rock Hudson's chest.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm just wondering if everybody puts a sign up like that in all their establishments, in all these mom-and-pop operations, if that'd do any good.
Well, you know, and we already have some of those. So where I've seen many signs where it says that they can refuse whoever they want to refuse. But it's, once you go down this path, you know how it is, Pete. I mean, they are beating up Pence like nobody's business, and he's trying to be unburied from the pile.
Who's doing it, though? I don't see any places. I don't see any.
No. There was one place, and it wasn't even in Indiana. So you're right. It's not that there is an incredible firestorm of restaurants, of bakeries, of other establishments saying that. No.
No, it's all somebody's pulling everybody's chains. We're back in the 1960s with this mask. That's where that movie Giant was from, back in the 60s. So we're back to that now.
Crazy.
You know, it's just something I came up with. Crazy.
Yeah, I like the analogy, and especially since I had just been there a year ago, so, and I totally saw Giant. I get it, Pete. And you know, it is, how do we get from 2015 back to the 60s? I mean, how do we get there? There's a weird now line between political correctness and what is reality. And not everything is discriminatory. Not everything is gotcha. But it really feels like it.
Yeah, your history is repeating itself. Here we
yes.
go.
Yes. Yeah. And you know that whole thing about history is bound to repeat itself. We don't want the bad stuff to repeat itself. Some of it just doesn't flat out make any sense. Pete, thanks. And unfortunately, you know, you got to really tread over these landmines. And this is part of the problem too with politics. As much as I say, listen, unwrap everything and let's see the authentic, there'd be many politicians that would take me aside separately and say, are you kidding? Authentic? Unwrap the authentic? And what happens? Are you going to get me a job when I'm out of a job? I had this conversation with a city councilman who had plenty of interesting thoughts about a particularly hot issue, not on the mic or not at the city council meetings, because he says he would be crucified. That's bad. I've got a solution, but I can't share it because of what will happen to me if I say what I think is the truth. And that's why Pence is, listen, he knows because of what's happening, we've got to get out from underneath this. I mean, we're the punchline, the punching bag, the everything across the entire nation. I mean, we've put Indiana on the map in a very, very tough way, a bad way, because we're losing business. So we got to do something to flip this around. Stay with us. Update me next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest.
This is a segment I like to call Update Me. And that means how often do we hear part of the story and then we don't know the rest of the story because things cycle around so fast and we live in the, as I say, 140-character world, but our attention span, did you know this, is 8 seconds. Can you imagine? 8 seconds is the average American's attention span. And for all of you Brits who are listening and elsewhere, our friends in Spain, that goes for you as well. So 8 seconds for all of us. Absolutely crazy. All right, so here is one of the update me's. How about Lois Lerner? What's going on with Lois Lerner? It's weird. You know, you say her name enough, and for some reason, in my mind, you know what always pops up is Lois Lane. Well, she's not a Lois Lane, but she was a woman that was the gatekeeper to establish in Cincinnati, but for the whole of the United States, what groups would get the tax-exempt status. Would enjoy that tax-exempt status, right? And we know what happened from there. So the Justice Department has declined to pursue contempt of Congress charges anyway against Lois Lerner for her refusal to testify about her role at the IRS and the targeting of conservative groups. They announced this in a letter Tuesday to House Speaker John Boehner, whose Republican-controlled chamber made the request to prosecute after holding Lerner in contempt for refusing to testify at committee hearings. And this has been ongoing now for a while, hasn't it been? It's been going on for a very long time. I mean, you go back to May of 2013. So anyway, that's been dumped. She kept saying Fifth Amendment privilege, which you don't have to testify against yourself. That happened in 2013, and that was, so that's 2 years ago, at a House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And then it happened a year later in 2014. So that's done. That's over with. It doesn't matter how anyone interprets it. The Justice Department says forget about it. So there is your update. It's not going to happen. She's not going to face that whole contempt thing, which isn't a surprise, but it certainly was dragged out for a long time. And there was so much craziness about her emails, and now we're seeing the same thing with, you know, Hillary Clinton and the emails and the server and what's going to happen and where do we go from here. And, you know, it's much of the same story. However, different circumstances, different levels on the governmental grid, but getting equal attention for different reasons. For different reasons. So another follow-up would be, as we seg from Hillary Clinton, or not from Hillary Clinton, from Lois Lerner, to ultimately, as I have said before on this show, something that, you know, we constantly comes up again and again and again and again in the world of politics. In the world of politics, you know, it's about deadlines. Deadlines that pass, deadlines that keep us in the mix, and things like voter ID laws. And the Supreme Court actually kept Wisconsin's voter ID law in place. So how about that? We've seen some push to the wayside, some that stand. Depends on the challenge, and the Supreme Court wisely really stayed out of this fracas. It really didn't make sense for them, and this was, I mean, really, this was the right direction for the Supreme Court to go. The ACLU had challenged the law, but the court said, you know, no, no. This does help, by the way, probably Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, because it adds to his whole, the whole lore of him being the guy who's taking on liberals. You know, while he's in the middle of trying to govern a blue-leaning state. And Walker said it's great news for Wisconsin voters because we say this is a common-sense reform that protects the integrity of our voting process, making it easy to vote and hard to cheat. Oh, what a novel concept. But this, again, gets turned into something else for people who don't have certain IDs, for people who are in the country illegally and are they voting, or people who are dead on the rolls and people are voting. You know, you do an audit and sometimes it's pretty scary the numbers that you come up with. So the voter ID law was approved by Wisconsin's legislature back in 2011. And this has been an ongoing brouhaha, as it is in many other places, by the way, for a while now. And the Supreme Court said, you know, uh-uh. So the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reversed the decision and the Supreme Court opted for no further action. So that means the law stays. And like I said, this is our litigious society and this is how it is challenged. That's how it's challenged. But there are other states that have lost this battle. Grimm in Mississippi. Hey, Grimm.
Last night for that April Fool's channel. I guess it's C-SPAN, isn't it?
C-SPAN is the April Fool's channel. All right, I like it. Hey, I got a good one for you. Listen, tonight I was asked to come to early in the evening. I was asked to go to this TED Club thing in Dallas, Texas. And while I was there, they said, oh, Monica Lewinsky gave this TED Talk, and it was just unbelievable. She happens to be in Dallas, and you're not going to believe it. but she is behind the door. And she's going to come in. Here's Monica Lewinsky. And people, like, gasped. And they opened the door, and, of course, it wasn't Monica Lewinsky, thinking, oh, they'd pull a fast one on everyone.
Oh.
Because apparently she did do a TED Talk. And in her TED Talk, she's gotten, like, a million hits or whatever because, you know, it's the whole thing with the blue dress and what happened. But it was pretty funny, and some people bought it. So there you go. So what's your – did you have any April Fool's jokes that you pulled on anyone?
No, I don't really try to pull them because, you just get in too much trouble when you pull them.
You do if it's a bad one, yeah.
Well, you know, that's usually the case, you know. I come up with two clever ones, you know, and then I get the bad one pulled on me, so.
I love it.
I turn the other cheek, and that's why I don't pull them. But, that's, you know. That sounds like to me, you know, I mean, the audience got roasted there. She was a lookalike, right?
A lookalike, exactly.
Yeah, the audience got roasted there. And really, you know, poor girl, I don't know. She's had it hard enough as it is, isn't it?
Boy, no kidding. I mean, she became the victim and the culprit and everything in between. And Clinton goes off without unscathed in the whole thing, and people make jokes, but it doesn't matter. He's like Teflon. It didn't really taint him.
Well, to everybody out there, your audience, if you go back to, I think it's 94, if you want to know who caused our second Great Depression, it was Clinton when he signed and did away with banking deregulations and let the banks regulate themselves. Led to the mortgage. He's the cause.
No kidding. Oh, gosh. Countrywide and all that nonsense. Oh.
Blame Obama.
Terrible.
No. Go back further. It was Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And it was Reagan's, you know, because Reagan got us out of the greatest recession because I've been through two of them and it is just devastated. You can't even climb out of lower middle class.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly what happened, yeah.
But, I don't, you know, we're in a state to where something's got to give. You know that. You talk every night. I want to say to the LTC last night you had on, hey, always faithful and always loyal at all times. That's what
there you go.
Means.
Yep,
for those that
absolutely.
Don't know, that's exactly what, and that's all the Bible and Jesus asked of you is to be faithful and be loyal to the commands, you know? I mean, ain't that something?
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Semper Fi has more than one meaning, you know? And that's why I say it's all about, you know, your fellow man. If you got a problem, just turn to the Bible. If you got traumatic stress disorder, turn to the Bible, because it will help.
Turn to the Bible to look for the answers. All right, there you go. And for so many of our other friends looking for other alternatives, you know, the New Testament, Old Testament, we got Passover coming up, the Old Testament, you know, whatever it is. But I like the idea of the fellow man. Think about your fellow man. Sometimes when you get so outraged, walk in their shoes and see what that feels like. Flip that around. Fruits and Nuts next.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal Jack. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. So some sad news first, then we go to Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. A gunman attacked a university in Kenya, wounds two officers and a student. We don't know a lot of details. Some heavy gunfire was exchanged at the campus. The cops immediately there, anyway, engaged the attackers while ambulances were waiting nearby. Anything new we get on that, of course, we'll tell you about that. And we move from what happened in Kenya to Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, Nathan Reeder is standing by, our technical maestro. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi. I am good. How are you, Kate?
I am excellent. Thank you. So what do you think of this? Back in my day, I'm sure things happened that, I don't know that they happened like this, but things we probably never found out about. So how about the fact that you've got in Atlanta, you have a school, all but one of 12 defendants charged with racketeering and other crimes in the Atlanta public schools cheating scandal, and they were all convicted on Wednesday. So here's what happened. What they did was, this racketeering thing, what happened was there was 35 teachers, et cetera, from this district. And it included principals, teachers, and testing coordinators. They were cheating. They were rigging the system so that they would get better grades. Because, you know, that whole thing about schools get more money funneled in when their statewide skills tests are turned around. So the cheating, they think, took place all the way, Nathan, back in 2001. Scores on the tests really made a dramatic improvement. I mean, huge, like 70% improvement. So they started to figure something's wrong here. Because even if kids got smarter, you tutored them, everything, that would be impossible. So they found that the test answers were altered. They were fabricated. They were falsely certified. They went that far. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Bingo and fruits. Fruits and nuts. I mean, the place for figuring out why to get the budget is just being falsified, and then the content with which you are trying to make a budget to educate people is then just being ignored. So that sucks.
It does suck. It sucks for those kids, too, because what kind of message is that sending? Hey, take the shortcut, and we'll make sure, we'll ensure you keep coming back to this school, and we with the raised grades, that can help you get into a better college. But how are you getting into a better college if they're cheating to make your scores better and doing whatever they can? Because then when you get there, how can you sustain that? And the answer is you wouldn't be able to if that's what they're doing, because you'd be lost in math or whatever it is. Because you got pushed along because they changed grades for you.
Wow. It's miasmic.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, I had some really amazing teachers along the way, and it, for every good teacher, this just kind of pollutes the whole situation. Not to mention the idea of state schooling and the slowing down that it ultimately leads to, because people are thinking about budgets like that.
Yeah, it shouldn't be tied to it. I think there's a big problem with that. If you're tying it to scores and that's what you get, oh my gosh, we need raises, we need more teachers, we can't lose that, so we're going to have to figure out a way. If we have to rig the system, that's what we're going to do, and that's just too darn bad. Not a good lesson for the kids. I agree with you. I think it's, you know, fruits and nuts. I do. That's where I would put it, fruits and nuts. And I'm sure things like this might have happened perhaps here and there when I was going to school, but we never had a giant scandal, so I know it wasn't on a grand scale, because I think they would have been able to find it if it was, you know, for that matter. That's why we had tutors. That's why people stayed after school. If you didn't understand something, gosh, you learned it. If you knew you had a SAT or a test coming up, then you could get extra help, and that's what happened. They try to pull you through, try to give you that rope up so you would understand it, for goodness sake. Yeah, crazy. All right, how about this? Here's a happy, happy, happy Joy Golden Arches story. Perhaps you're going to agree. McDonald's is giving 90,000 people raises. Woohoo! Some of them are getting pretty decent raises, if, whether they're a manager or they're a part-time worker or whatever it is. They're going to increase hourly wages by more than 10% for all of those 90,000 workers. So Walmart did it, TJ Maxx did it, and we've got these new minimum state wage laws anyway that are jumping in across the country. And I think the wages are so low now anyway, so I say bravo or bingo. What do you say?
I say I'm leaving. I got to go to McDonald's and get a job.
Yeah, so do I. We won't be working in the same McDonald's. You'll be in Minneapolis and I'll be in Dallas, Texas. So wave to us, folks, if you're listening and you see somebody with a name tag that says Nathan, or you see me with a name tag that says Kate. So how about this? And then check this out, too. I love this. Starting in July, full and part-time employees with at least 1 year experience who work at a company-owned location, so the mothership owns it, they get to accrue paid time off, and an employee who works an average of 20 hours a week, now you could be, you know, whatever, 20 hours a week, that's all you need, you would get 20 hours of paid time off, so you get paid time.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow. Awesome.
I know you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. Flipping those fries.
I mean, I had a college advisor who was confused because I was confused at the time, and he suggested, well, you know, you could go to McDonald's and get a job flipping burgers, and, well, shoot, that was like 12 years ago. We made it, Kate. We made it.
We made it. That's right. Although if we both went and flipped burgers, maybe we would be the manager by now of some McDonald's.
Well, yeah. But you still smell
that.
Like fries.
Oh, boy. You know, it's like when you smoke or you're in a bar that where people are smoking and you smell like smoke, your clothes smell like smoke. The next day, you know, you're a musician. But it would be the same thing. When you work in fast food, whatever the fast food is, especially fries and burgers, you would walk around smelling like a giant burger and fry machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird. Dogs would love you.
Yep.
Because they would smell that. No questions asked. They would just come right up to you and give you some of that love. All right, how about this one? I like this story. A judge said a teenager is not going home after forced chemo ends. So there was this, you know, we've seen this a couple of times where somebody's at the end of their life and people are denying it or whatever. It's tough. Listen, I went through it with my mother, but not to a judge or whatever. But this judge won't allow this Connecticut teenager to go home even though this forced chemo is ending. And the teenager didn't want the chemo. Didn't want it. Just wanted to say, I mean, okay, I'm done. I'm done with the chemo. So she started in November, ran away after 2 days, then decided she didn't want to put the poison of the treatment into her body. In December, a judge ordered temporary custody of her to the Connecticut Department of Children and Families.
Ugh.
So she was admitted. And check this out, Nathan. Doctors surgically implanted a port in her chest to give her the chemo, which started despite the legal maneuverings to stop them. I guess she's feeling well. She's in better shape with her health. And the side effects weren't as bad as they thought. But now, you know, she's in this nowhere man's land. And I just think it's wrong. I think it's creepy.
Yeah. Well, you should. Because it's just
forcing a port on her.
Forcing treatment, forcing to stay alive.
Mm.
I mean, this forcing to have a baby that you don't want to have. These are all not individual, not things with individuals in mind. These are things with big, like, moralistic groupthink activities going on, and I don't think that's right, and it's happening all the time.
What's so sad about that, too, is that she just, you know, she was just at that point where it's like, wow, I just can't do this poison. I just can't do this chemo anymore. And, you know, that is a personal decision. She is a teenager, but a teenager where she's, you know, 16, 17 years old, flipped the calendar to 17. And, gosh, there's got to be choices somewhere. Why do people have to make choices for you? And I just think that's so sad. I mean, I say fruits and nuts, especially when it comes to chemo, which is so tricky with people. I had a cousin that refused chemo and lived 15 years longer. They were trying to force chemo on her, and she said, you know what, it just doesn't feel right for my body. You know, it doesn't feel right, so I'm just going to have to go with this. And she lived, Nathan, with ovarian cancer for 15 years and was fine.
Yep. And then for some people, they absolutely need it, and it works great. And
absolutely.
With less side effects than they would have predicted. But, you know, that's not the principle. The efficacy of the drugs is not the principle. The principle is who has the right to say what they're doing about their own body.
Yeah.
Who does?
Right.
And I just...
It's infuriating times, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see. It's what I always say. Until it happens to you, when it happens to you, or something happens to you, then it's like, oh boy. Then you know what it's like to walk down that lane, and it's not great. Absolutely. All right. Thank you very much. Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, and Shred It. Your thoughts. We're checking the mailbag next on America Tonight.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
It's funny how man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain, I'm looking at you.
One of my favorite things to do here on America Tonight is to check the mail, and we're going to do that in just a second. Remember, if you can't punch in the digits or you're listening to us at a different time, a lot of people download the show. Go for it. GCNLive.com. I know you can carry it around in the day. Sometimes you have shifts that change. Or hit us up at 855-266-5283. And I'm going to emphasize this again because I really mean it. And luckily, I'm starting to get a lot of letters to this effect or emails. I don't care if you're left of left. I don't care what you label yourself, right of right, left of left, Attila the Hun, or the Flying Unicorn, or somewhere in between, or just tired of the politics. It's about the opinion. It's walking the walk, and it's making a difference by standing up for what you believe in, which is this country, right? And because we have a lot of voices, and because we have freedoms, I want to keep those freedoms, and I hope you do, too. And there is power to the people. You just have to exercise that muscle called your voice. And trust me, people will listen, as we will, when we go to the mailbag, which we're doing right now.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Steven, who says, Kate, you know, I've been listening to all this Iran jibber-jabber on and on. You had some fabulous guests the other night, to steal one of your words. And I'll tell you, I really, really think that I agree with things that you said earlier as far as trusting the Iranians that, okay, we got to make a play here, but aren't they going to have nukes anyway? Isn't that what Harlan Ullman told you, the former Navy commander, that that was just inevitable? Why not try to cut some kind of a deal since we're in the middle of it now? And I suppose, I believe, yeah, we're in the middle of this now. Can we trust Iran? Nah, we can't trust Iran. But do we want to cut and run at this point? No. And how do we take a page from the old Ronald Reagan playbook? Well, the way we can do that is keep the sanctions on until we're 100% clear on what's really happening in that country. And maybe we'll never be 100% clear. Am I making sense? Yeah, you're making sense. The problem is there is no, at this point, there is no deal. They're talking about June. We agreed to take this up again. And perhaps there's going to be a deal because we've come away with a whole bunch of the things that we're in agreement with. So maybe that's, you know, going to happen. Maybe we're going to be able to make that become a reality. It's just the one thing that sticks with me is, do I really trust in what's going on in Iran? Do we want a war with Iran? No, I don't think we want a war with Iran. So some people are making the comparisons of Ronald Reagan and what he did with the Soviet Union. He didn't push he didn't dance around the Soviet aggression. He didn't do that. But what he did do is he didn't want to go to war with them. So he maneuvered around it, right? He maneuvered around it enough that eventually they got a regime change there. So we don't want a war with Iran. We don't, right? Do we want a deal that's really kind of a limp deal that doesn't make any sense? Eh. Do we push their economy to the edge of falling off? Yeah. Because, and I didn't think this way. I did think this way a little bit, but the more I've had these conversations with economists, besides the political savvy people that we have on the show, if you push the Iranian people to that point, because now it's the people being affected, and you've got certain powers there, guess what? I'm talking about how we need to have a voice in America. You think they're not going to rise up? You think they're not going to be demanding that something different happen? Well, if we have the sanctions, if we push them out of the world banking system, if we really, really tighten the controls on the economic factors, then what do we encourage there? What happens to the mullahs? They get challenged. They get challenged. What will the young people see there? Did you know that 70% of Iranians are under the age of 30? Under the age of 30. Could there be an uprising? Could there be a demand for change? Well, of course. And I think that's the deal. Forget this whole idea of war. Gosh, we really don't want any kind of a war situation with them. We'll see where this all ends up. Let's go to Pete. Pete, listening to us in Illinois, who says, "Hey, Kate, I don't know who you picked for your Final Four, but I think Kentucky has this in the bag. It's been a very strange year in college hoops. I did a couple of those brackets you've been talking about, and I'm kind of watching the games. There have been some fun ones. But I'm not so sure my team, the team I really wanted to win, didn't get completely jobbed in the tournament. I'm not telling you who it is. I'll make you guess." Well, it could be anyone from, I don't know, Villanova to who else went out? Who else went out in a blaze of glory? How many games did we have where it was OT or just the difference between a point in either direction? So I can't, as much as I would love to look in a crystal ball and say I know exactly who you're talking about, you could be talking about Villanova. If you were me, you would be saying Villanova because North Carolina State knocked them out so early. It was ridiculous. So I agree with you on Kentucky. I think Kentucky wins the whole thing, but I said that right in the very, very beginning. 40 games is an incredible feat. You just got to give that to John Calipari. All right, so we move on to another one. This one is from Diane, who says, Kate, I want to wish you and all the listeners a very happy and healthy Easter. Do you still get an Easter basket? Oh, I wish. All that chocolate I could consume. No, I don't get an Easter basket. I was thinking about it today, though, so it's an interesting question. You know what I always liked in the Easter baskets? I know everybody got the big old bunnies, and they were hollow, and you bit them, you know, bit the ears off and ate a little bit of it, but I didn't like that chocolate as much. I liked the malt balls. You know, the different colored ones, the malt balls, because I liked them anyway. I mean, you know, when I was a skinny little whippet kid, and I wasn't a huge candy eater, so I would inhale those. I would just feel sick almost because that's what I focused in on. Or even the chocolate that comes wrapped up in the little baby eggs, and even jelly beans, but I like black jelly beans and a couple other colors. I don't really like all the jelly beans. I like the way the black jelly beans, you know, the way they taste. They're different than the red and the other colors. So there you go. That's what I like in my Easter basket. But no, I don't get Easter baskets anymore. I don't know when the last time I had an Easter basket. It's been a long time, a very, very long time. And I second what you just said there about everybody to have a healthy and happy Easter or Passover or whatever it is that you celebrate. Quickly, we're going to squeeze in one more. This one from Paul, who says, wow, ISIS. How do we stop them? Kate, you had a couple of good guests on this week talking about that, referring to the Middle East, as you say, the quicksand. And I think the way to stop them is the way nobody wants to stop them, to ultimately drop a giant bomb right in the middle of their camps. And we are doing the airstrike thing, but there has to be some boots on the ground to verify some of what we've seen. And that is the missing leak here, my dear. I think you meant link in all of this. The recruiting for ISIS has been so much better than anything we've seen. Their use of social media is what is so deadly to so many of us in the West, and that's one thing we really, really have to keep our eyes on. What they are doing in social media to try to rally young people for their cause and leave their home countries to come and be a part of what they're doing in Syria and Iraq, and who knows what's next. What a note to end on. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.